Let's pick up with the Mishnah. Anun Gimamad Aleph. Mokim Shenoagu Limkur Behima Daka Lenochrim Moichrim. If the custom of this area was to sell small Daka, certain nature animals of a smaller variety, to Goyim, then you are allowed to. However, Mokim Shenoagu Limkur in Moichrim, in a Mokim where the custom is not to sell such animals, even though Mi'ika didn't, they were not Aser, but the meaning was to not, then you're not allowed to sell. In any place, as Mi'ika didn't, it's Aser to sell, actually it's Xer itself, but it's Aser to sell a Behema Gasa, which is a large variety animal, a Golem, which are calves, Siochen, which I think are young horses, Shleimin, are whether they be whole or shvurin, or whether they be they have broken limbs. Let's see, Rashi. What's the reason for this gzeira and for this chumra? Rashi says, "Makom shenagu shalei limkur dechmirun al atman." In this place where they had this such a minig, they were machman themselves. Duma osi limkur gaso. They didn't want to come to be over the iser of selling a behemah gaso, so they wouldn't even sell a behemah daka. However, in places where they didn't have such a minig, there was no iser. There was no gzeira to sell a behema dako. What's the reason for why you can't sell a behema gaso? Rashi explains, because the rabbanon made gzeira mishum she'elo or mishum schirus, that you might go ahead and sell them, and sometimes you might actually just rent it and just lend it without selling it. If that happens, that you retain ownership of the animal, and then as we'll see at the end of Rashi, that if the animal does melacha on Shabbos, that's an iser of shvisas vehemta, iser de reisa. So therefore, the rabbanon made gzeira, even in sale, in a complete sale, because of the cases of where it's a she'elo or a schirus. Rashi also adds mashum nesiuni. The other concern of sale is not that it might lead to she'elo or schirus, lending or renting, but nesiuni, which is really testing. Masech zaved ezoro. Rashi brings a source from Masech Aved Zara where it says there that the Isser would be that if a person sells an animal to a goy at the time of Hashmashos, and then he has to test the animal has a load, and he has to tell the animal to go so that the goy will see if the animal is strong enough, well, that's an Isser of Mechamer, of leading the animal, even if it's just by the voice. So therefore, that's why that's Aser. V'Yisrael Metzubash V'Zvem to B'Shabbos. V'Yisrael is Aser to allow his animal to work on Shabbos. And therefore, that's the reason why we wouldn't sell a behema gasa. It's a Shabbos issue. Mishvura. What's now, if we said it's all has to do with melacha, and she'elo and schirus and asyuni, so then what's the reason why they would not allow me'ikar adin, would not allow shvura? So, this is already going back in the Mishnah. Let's see the next line of the Mishnah. The Tanakhama held that Shvurin is Aser. Behuda mate b'shvur, Behuda allowed b'shvur. Rashi explains, delay mashilo, because he's not going to leave it around. V'shachatulo, he's going to end up, because it's Shvura, he can't use it anyways for Melacha, so he'll end up shechting it. Tokachle, chazi le Yisrael, gabi nochri. Therefore, it won't appear as a Yisrael's animal by the Nochri. V'leyos in the Mishra, mechira achriti. Rashi says, so the Rabbi Yehuda is not worried. The whole concern here was that somebody will see a shavura which is not roi l'malacha anyways, and there won't be a problem if he says behemtoi, but other people might mistakenly not realize that it was shavura, and they might come to do another sale with a regular animal, a sholem. So therefore, Tanakhama Aser, Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not worried about that because it's not going to be left around anyway, so no one's going to mix it up with another sale. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Ben Beseiro, Matir Besus. Ben Beseiro gave a heter with sus, with a horse. You're allowed to sell a horse. Why is a horse different? Rashi explains. The whole purpose of the work of a sus dafka horse is for riding, and so therefore it's not for melacha anyways. And we'll see that riding is not meikar adin also, because meikar adin, we'll see in a second, there's a way out of chaynai seisatzmoi. Rashi explains. Rashi doesn't say it here, but Rashi explains in Beyo that it's a shvus. It's only a shvus. Meikar adin chay noisin esatzmai, chay noisin esatzmai. So the person who's riding is really carrying himself. So the animal's not really doing melacha. So therefore, the rechiva is only also because of a shvus that we're worried about you doing Isra Rabbanon. So therefore, we're worried, right? We make a gzeira of Isra Rabbanon. I think the Isra is that you might come to take off a branch from a tree. So therefore, meikar, then anyways it's not also, so it's only a shvus. So therefore, the Rabbanon didn't extend the gzeira to say they're not even allowed to sell asus. But it's unity day, and it's being mechamerit, it's leading it, like the mixer, and there's no reason to make it aser. The ain boil mishum shvus, because in the first place, it's only aser from a shvus. The ain rich magabe him, magabe shvus, tlam lo mesachas beya, the Mishnah teaches over there that it is a shvus. The last halacha in this Mishnah is, mokam shenagu lechel tzli belele psachim oichlin. If the custom in this area is to eat roasted meats on the night of the Seder, the night of the Karm Pesach, then there's no issue with doing so. However, makam shenagu shalei lechlo, ein oichlin. In a place where they had a minig not to eat roasted meat on Leil Pesach, then you are not allowed to eat that. There is a problem of not following the minig hamakam. You have to follow the minig hamakam. Rashi says, shalei lechlo, what's the concern for eating tzli on Leil Pesach? Rashi says, mechse keicho Pesach b'chutz. Because we're talking about zman hazeh, we're talking about outside of Beis HaMikdash, so therefore a person who goes ahead and eats what looks like Karm Pesach, because it's tzli, it's roasted, the way the Karm Pesach was also roasted, so therefore it looks like a person's eating kachim, bachutz, Pesach, which Karm Pesach was part of kachim. Omar Rav Yehuda says, also le la'odom shi'emer bos v'zeh le'pesach, who a person's not allowed to say, this meat is le'pesach, because it appears as if he's being makdish his animal, and he's therefore then going to eat kachim bachutz. Notice that the Mishnah talked about a minug of eating roasted meat on Leil Pesach. Now we're talking about an iser of saying that this is Leil Pesach, which is an ambiguous term. It could mean that it's Leil Karban Pesach, and therefore we're worried that a person might think, a roya, a person who sees, might think that this person is being makdish this behemoth for the Karm Pesach, and then he's going to be eating kachim mechutz. So therefore, that is the problem. Rashi says, achidish basozev afilu shchuto kvar. Rashi says, even if this animal doesn't appear to be in the form of Karm Pesach, because it's already geshochten, it's already shechted, and therefore you can't be makdish basa shchuto for Karm Pesach. Still, we say we're worried that a person will observe and somehow come to the conclusion that this person is being makdish kodshim bachutz. Omar Papa, Rav Papa qualifies this davka basar. This is only true by basar. Aval chiti loy. But if a person would say chiti ze lepesach, then we would not come to the conclusion this person is going to be eichel kodshim bachutz. Why not? And Mara says the minta lepisla komar, because it's very clear that the person is saying not that it's going to be for Karm Pesach, but rather that it's going to be for reserving it for the use on the Yom Tov of Pesach. Nothing to do with the Karm Pesach. Rashi explains, Aval chiti loy domu midi lekachim. Chiti have no shaychis to kachim. Basar, at least you could say, has some shaychis to kachim. But chiti, wheat, what shaychis does it have to the carbon of kachim? So if a person says these chitin are Pesach, the mint of Pesach kamar, it's clear what he's saying. He's saying that he's reserving it for Pesach. At new Pesach loichol, let's reserve these. Let's put these away for Pesach to eat it on Pesach. Loyamrinon mechzi kemand omar lamechron liknayis Pesach with man. We don't say something that's not so far fetched, but that's certainly possible. We don't say this that the person maybe really is going to go ahead and sell this lischiti that he was really reserving as being a hekdish for the Karm Pesach. He can't bring chiti to the Karm Pesach, yeah, but he was going to use the mayan. He was going to give it a kedushas domim, not a kedushas guf. He was going to give it a kedushas domim and use that money to buy Karm Pesach, which really would give it a kedushas domim. We don't say such a thing. Rather, we say that the real intention of this person is to reserve this wheat to be used over the Yom Tov of Pesach. The Gemara asks on the third to last line on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, "Ubasar loy, are you saying that stam basar you're not allowed to use because we're worried about such a concern of a kachim bechutz?" That doesn't seem to be the case, because Meisve, we have a shayla to ask from a Tanoic statement from a Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said the following Maisa. Tudus ish roimi. This man Tudus, who we'll see more about on Amon Beis, and Rashi will allude to it here, Hiniges b'nei roimi, he led the people of Rome, lechel gedi mikulosin belele psochim, he led them and gave them the minig to eat gedi mikulosin. Gedi mikulosin means kid goats that mikulos. Rashi is going to explain to us the lashon mikulos comes from a lashon of armored, and what we're trying to say is that they are mekulosin, they are armored, meaning that they were stood up and looked exactly like the Korban Pesach. So he led his people to eat the gedi in Zman Hazeh, outside the Beis HaMikdash, in Rome, to eat these gedi mekulosin on Leil Pesach. Sholchu lo, Yisra Abonan said to him, il mole tudus ato, if you were not tudus, gazranu alecho nidui, we would have decreed upon you nidui, excommunication, shatom meichel es Yisrael kochim achutz, because you are feeding Klal Yisrael kochim outside of Beis HaMikdash. Frekti moro, this is kochim, kochim sakotaitach, you're talking about this is real kochim, it's not real kochim, ela emo, rather let's say and turn the page, num gemon beis koroi lahachel es Yisrael kochim achutz, it's close to feeding Klal Yisrael kochim achutz, it appears that way. So even if it's not, it appears that way, and it's too close for comfort, and therefore, had you not been tudus, we would have given you nidui. Now, the Gemara wants to make a diuk in this Mishnah, and what the problem here was. Why did the Chacham have such a problem? The Gemara makes a diuk, mekulus in, she'ein mekulus loy. That the whole problem in this Mishnah was that the Chacham were saying to him, you shouldn't have had gedi mekulus, gedi that was all, that looked exactly like the Karm Pesach. However, if it had not been gedi mekulos, if it had been stam gedi or stam basar, there wouldn't be an issue. And therefore, this is a question, like Rashi will explain, on Rav Yehuda Rav that said it's asur to have basar stam, that's tzli on Leil Pesach. Here it's not mashma from the Mishnah, from the diuk in the Mishnah we're making, it's mashma that only because it was mekulos was it a problem. But not stam gedi, stam tzli would not be a problem, and that's the question on Rav Yehuda Rav. Let's see Rashi back on Amud Aleph. Rashi says, "Ochi kerasinon amar Rabbi Yosi tudus yishroimi yisro choshev shayibroimi." Rashi tells us that he was a choshev yid that lived in Rome. Mikulosin, what does mikulosin mean? Sluyin, it means roasted. Roishoy al kiroov, its head on its sides. Al kirboy and on its insides. Katzias a pesach, exactly the way the pesach was roasted. The tanya b'ketzat zoylin, because we're going to learn a brayso later on. And Parakeet Tzeilin, Rav Kiva Kareu, Mikulus, why did Rav Kiva call it Mikulus? If he should toila kirov, chutzaloi, because he hangs the sides outside of it, betzidoi on its side, kinoise klei zainoi betzidoi. Just like a person carries his armor, so too, that's how the Gedi looked. Kevea, keva nechoshes begolias, when you look in Shmuel and you see the armor that Goliath wore over his head, that tremendous amount of copper that David HaMelech was still able to penetrate, Targumai, the translation of that word, Kevan HaChoshes, is Kulsa de Nechosha, is armor of copper, and therefore, that's how Rashi comes up with the pshat from Rabbi Kiva later on, that Mekulus means armored. Rashi continues, L'moloi tudus ato, Adam Chashuv. I don't know if Rashi adds this. Rashi already said it before. If you were not, it's Adam Chashuv, and the Gemara will say it clearly later on. Okay, Rashi on Beis Korav Lahachol Doimel Kachim. This is too similar to Kachim. Rashi continues. She'ei Mekulos Loi. Rashi says the here's the question of the Gemara. The Kashio the Rav the Omar Basar Grei the Michlof Pesach. The Kashio is on Rav Yehuda Marav that said that Stam Basar that is Tzli that's roasted would be Michlof Pesach. People would say that this is the Karim Pesach. That's mashma, that's stam gedi, stam tzli. Over here, it's mashma dachka mekulos. So, mishani, what's the Gemara going to answer? Let's see the Gemara's answer. Amri, in the second line, mekulos. Here's the difference. Mekulos, like we had in this Mishnah, loishna omar, loishna loyomar. That if it's taka dressed up that way, where it's roasted in a certain specific way that looks like the Karm Pesach, it doesn't matter if the person says, this is the Pesach or not. Just the fact that it's mekulos, like Gemara will say, that it, or Rashi will explain that it really speaks for itself. So therefore you don't have to say, and it's still a problem. And that's what the Chacham had a problem with Tudus Yishraimi. If he had not been such a Chashav Yid, they would have put him in Nidui. However, when it's She'ena Bekulus, when it's not, when it's Stam Basar, Basar Greida, that's roasted, but it's not a special Mekulus way, then Pirash In, Loi Pirash Loi. Then, if he explains that this is Basar Zela Pesach, like we saw, Yudhar Rav says also to do, there's a problem. However, Loi Pirash would not be a problem if he did not explain anything. If he didn't say anything at all, then Basar Greida, Tzli, would not be an issue, and you would be allowed to eat that on Pesach at night. I think our minhag is still not to eat Basar Greida Tzli on Pesach, no matter what. Rashi says, in the middle of that Rashi, now second line, Mashani, we answer the Gemara, Mekulus, Afagav Leo Mar Basar Zela Pesach, even though he's not saying that this Basar is for Pesach, V'loi Ma'atzko Lav Hashem, and he's not recalling what, he's not calling it a name of Hashem Pesach, it's still going to be Aser, Amash Eina Mekulus, but if it was not roasted in a specific way, Omar Hare Basar Zela Pesach Aser, if he said it, that this is Basar Zela Pesach, then it's Aser, Mishum Denir Kekari Shem, because then it appears, by him saying so, that he's giving it now a Kekari Shem, Rashi implies, that right now, at this point in time, he's calling it a Kriya Shem Pesach, and therefore, it's a person would say, this person's being Oicho Kodshim Bachutz. Rav Acha Masnil Ho Machisim, Rav Acha learned this Mishnah that we said earlier was in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Omar Rabbi Yossi Tudus Yishroimi. Rav Acha learned this, the Tudus Rashi tells us, Birab Shimon, Kirab Shimon, they change a little bit, but let's say he just tried to say that it would really, when you read the Braisa, Omar Rab Shimon Tudus Yishroimi, and he tell over the story. Now, like Rashi says, Kirab Shimon, Omar Rab Shimon Tudus Yishroimi. Maskif lo Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes has a problem with this very identification. Whoever is saying over this Tudus Yishroimi, Maiso is be'etzem someone who's saying that there's a problem with what Tudus did, and saying over what the Chacham sent him, that if you were not Tudus Yishroimi, such a Chashav Yid, we would put you in Nidui. So the man de Omar who's saying over this Braisa, whether it be Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Shimon, tells us something, and we want to shtim it with a machoik that we know about Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon elsewhere. Rashi will give us the introduction in a moment. Maskev Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked the question, Bishlam on the man de Tony Lok Rabbi Yossi Nicho. The way we originally had it, that Rabbi Yossi was saying over this Mishnah, that makes sense. Elo, the man de Masnik Rabbi Shimon, mi Nicho. According to the Mandarman, like Rav Acham, that just learned now, that this was said over Bashir Rav Shimon, is it really okay? We have a Mishnah, Rav Shimon Poiter. Rav Shimon says that you're potter from bringing a carbon host. In a moment, what Rashi says about this, because you did not donate the way that generally donors donate something to Hegdish. So since you didn't do it the proper way, therefore Rav Shimon says you're not chayv in the first place. And therefore, we'll have to tie this in to how it would not stim with what we're saying now, B'Shem Reb Shimon, in this regard. Rashi says, Reb Shimon Poiter, in the case of Menachos, Ba'omer Harei Alai Mincha Menasa Oirim, a person said, I am now taking upon myself a voluntary offering of a mincha that should come from barley. This Nav Menachos, Mev Menachitin, in Mishnah Menachos, we say, you have to bring it from Chitin, Kiv Da'omer Harei Alai Mincha, since the person said that this mincha should be my responsibility, Tofus Loshen Rishen, the Tanakhama, the Chacham hold over there, that we follow the first words that he said. And as soon as he said, Harei Alai Mincha, he was Chayiv Mincha. Mincha ain't Abba Menasa Eirin Nedova. We know that a Mincha cannot come, a voluntary Mincha cannot come from barley. Hilkoch Yov Menachitin. Therefore, he has to bring it from Chitin, because when he said Harei Alai Mincha, we stop him right there. Tafel Zoshen Rishon. We ignore the rest, Menasa Eirin, because it made no sense. So Tafel Zoshen Rishon, and therefore he has to bring a Karb Mincha, and a Karb Mincha Nedava has to be brought from Chitin. That's the only way he can do it. However, Reb Shimon, Poiter, Reb Shimon disagrees with the Chacham, and he says that you're Poiter from bringing a Mincha altogether. The Omar, because he says, he holds, Af Bigmar Dvorov Odom Nitvas, even the end of the person's words, we pay attention to Nitvas, we hold him to it, the Nidbak, and we check into it, the Daitoi, and that's his das, the chol ma shamaytzi b'fiv, for anything that comes out of the mouth,
whether it be the first part or also the second part. They want to recognize, Reb Shimon wants to recognize the second part. Therefore, the person really wanted to bring a korban mincha nedava from Sa'irin. And he thought that there's no problem that to bring a korban mincha nedava, you could bring it from either Sa'irin or from Chitin. And he really made a mistake. He was only bringing it from Chitin. Since in his words, when we pay attention to the end of a sentence as well, it's not shaykh for such a thing to exist, minchas nedava from Sa'irin, so therefore we disregard his entire statement. That's what Reb Shimon says. Now, let's tie this back into our sugi over here with gedi mekulus. Rashi says, v'hai meichel gedi mekulus nami. In our case too, let's apply this machlekes we see between Reb Shimon and Chachamim, that my korv lekachim mechutz ikko, what is the concern in the first place? Why would the Chacham send a message to Tudus that you did something terrible, and if you were not who you were, we would have punished you? What's even the concern? Halemechayim lekarlov shem pesach. When the animal was alive, he never gave it a kriyas shem pesach. He never said this gedi should be the pesach. And even if at the time that he was roasting it, at that time he would have called it a pesach. Even at that time, he was not misnadiv kederach hamasnadim. The way to be misnadiv kederach hamasnadim would have been to call it a shame mechayim, and he did not. He's calling it a shame at this point, and therefore the shame that he's calling, we don't pay any attention to it. It's very similar to the case of the person who's saying, Harayalai mincha menasa'irin, such a thing doesn't exist. So to hear, a gedi for Pesach, even if it was mekulus, but because he's only calling it Hashem Pesach, now at this point, that's like a derech hamasnatim. So how could it be that this Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon, and therefore there was a problem that we were worried that it appeared like kach machutz, according to Reb Shimon Shita that says, afik vad varav nit, other mitzvahs, and over here, what he said doesn't make any sense, we could throw it out, we could toss it out. So what's the whole concern? That's what Rashi explains. The Gemara's kasha on Rav Acha who learned this b'shem Rav Shimon. In fact, Gemara weiter. Omale Ravino. Rav Ashi, Sir Ravino, says Sir Rav Ashi, Uman de Masnok Rav Yosi Minicha. And according to the man de Oma that originally we learned to like Rav Yosi, and for him it taka better. Now, as you tell me, you have a question on right? Rav Shesha said that he had a question on learning it b'shem Rav Shimon. Well, learning B'Shem Rabbi Yosi is any better? V'amar Rava explained that Reb Shimon B'Shitas Rabbi Yosi Amo. Really, when Reb Shimon said his halacha, that you're potter, he was really speaking in Rabbi Yosi's own Shita. Rabbi Yosi's Shita, which we'll see in a moment what it was, the Omar Afik Vad Varam Adam Nitfas. When Reb Shimon said that a person, we pay attention to what he said at the end, that's really Rabbi Yosi's Shita. Reb Shimon was saying in Reb Yosi Shita. So, if Reb Shimon was saying in Reb Yosi Shita, so it comes out Reb Yosi also holds Afik Vad Varam Adam Nitfas. And since Reb Yosi also holds such a thing, we should have a problem with Reb Yosi as well. The Gemara continues, we can assume, isn't it safe to assume, my love and Reb Shimon Savak Reb Yosi, since Reb Shimon was saying in Reb Yosi Shita, and obviously therefore Reb Shimon held the Reb Yosi, So Reb Yosi Nami Savak Reb Shimon, let us say, Reb Yosi also holds Reb Shimon, and since he holds Reb Shimon, so we have a problem that Afeng Bar Adam Nitfas, so we should throw it out, and there's no better to learn it B'Shem Reb Yosi than it is to learn B'Shem Reb Shimon.